Wales.
So every time there's a big football tournament, I get my football guru, Lloyd, involved. He started this when he was 10. He is now 14. He tells me everything I need to know about the World Cup. Without him, I would not be able to have conversations about football at all. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day so far?
All right.
Are you in the car park?
I am in the car park.
With your vuvuzela?
My vuvuzela.
So it was a good one last night.
Yeah, did you enjoy your team winning last night?
I did, actually. My team in the sweepstake.
It was a bit close.
It was close. Brazil 2, North Korea 1.
That's it.
So I shouted, Lambada, twice. And then right near the end, I got to shout, Kim Jong-il.
Well done.
Thank you. So I think I shouted the right things there, didn't I?
Yep.
I'm finding it really helpful that you teach us how to shout goal in all these different languages every day. What have you got today, then?
There's three matches today. Earlier, there was Honduras versus Chile.
Ooh.
And Chile won 1-0.
Okay.
At the moment, it's Spain versus Switzerland.
That's my team in the sweepstake.
Come on, you Swiss.
You're not meant to cheer for them because you've got different teams in the sweepstake. But I don't mind if you want to let me win.
Other things about Switzerland that are great, Lloyd?
They make great cheese.
I was going to say cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with the holes in.
And they have Swiss knives.
Oh, yeah, they do, with, like, corkscrews on them and stuff and
useful
nail clippers.
For cutting cheese.
Yeah.
That's why we heart Switzerland. What?
Cut your nails. You can pick your toes and cut your nails.
And
then eat the cheese.
Does the Swiss Army really need those on their knives, do you think? Corkscrew?
On toenail clippers.
Well groomed.
Always essential in the battlefield.
My tip is not to cut cheese with them after you've used them to cut your nails.
Oh. That's the sort of thing dads do, isn't it?
Yeah.
With kit.
Oh, it'll be fine.
It adds flavour.
So, come on, you Swiss. For Becky. Tonight's then?
Tonight is South Africa versus Uruguay.
Okay.
It's the big match of the day.
South Africa being the hosts, of course.
Of course, yeah. Have you got your vuvuzela yet, Scott?
No. I actually went into the pound shop yesterday to try and find one.
You're not going to get one for a pound.
He told me to go to the pound shop.
There's one in the office, but it's been used by one of the bosses, and I'm not sure how much... They catch quite a bit of...
Spittle.
I think so, yeah. I wouldn't advise to use that one.
Lloyd, you told me you could get them in pound shops. But they had, like, World Cup balloons, they had World Cup posters, they had everything apart from vuvuzelas.
Did you buy anything else?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I was holding out for the vuvuzela. I got a pound. I can't spend any more.
You know, the cheaper way of getting it, I found an amazing thing. There's actually a website which will just play the noise of the vuvuzela the whole time. Just constantly. You know, like that radio station that just used to play bird noise?
Yeah.
Now there's one that just does vuvuzela the whole time. Listen, do I want to try it?
And that's quite good because you're not blowing yourself. Other people are blowing for you.
Yeah.
Really good.
And you can just, as long as you want.
So is that just continuously happening all the time? That's brilliant.
I managed about 5 minutes earlier.
It sounds like a form of beach.
It does.
We should do that for an Oh What's Occurring. How long can someone bear to hear that noise for before they crack?
You can get ones for your phone now as well.
I'm going to do that instead, I think. So tell me about this match tonight then, Lloyd.
Well, some facts about Uruguay are that they won the first ever World Cup.
Did they?
Yeah.
And will they win it this year?
No.
Was that just a fluke the first time?
Yeah, fluke. Pure luck.
So what do I need to shout for tonight?
Well, if South Africa score tonight, you've got to shout Bufana Bufana.
Which is?
It means the boys, the boys. It's the nickname for the South African team.
Bufana Bufana.
Yeah.
Means the boys, the boys.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problem with shouting that at all.
No.
And what about if Uruguay score?
If Uruguay score, you've got to shout, Hey Macarena. Hey
Macarena. Which is Uruguayan for goal.
Yeah.
So, Bufana Bufana, if South Africa do it.
Yep.
And Hey Macarena. Hey Macarena. for Uruguay if they score.
So you're going to go to the pub tonight and just be shouting, boys, boys!
if they...
Every time they score.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hang on, Scott.
Yes.
Have you got me a theme tune yet?
Oh, you want the Bee Gees, don't you?
Yeah.
Which one's your favourite Bee Gees? Do you like Jive Talking or Saturday Night Fever?
I think it's Staying Alive.
Staying Alive, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so if we can get the Bee Gees to do a special kind of Lloyd version of Staying Alive in time for tomorrow's show, that's what you want.
That'll be perfect. Because I've only just got over Barry White being dead.
Sorry to break it to you like that.
It was a bit unfair.
I didn't realise you didn't know. All right, well, I'll get on to Barry and the others.
Thank you.
The other, actually. I think there's only two now. Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Is someone else dead?
Right, I've got to go.
No, hang on. Can I just say happy birthday to my sister today?
Happy birthday, Emily.
Thank you very much.
Have you got your vuvuzela?
I have, and there's a lot of people around.
Excellent news. Go on, then, do your work.
Okay, hang on.
Oh my god!
That's awful! Hang on, I'll do it again.
If you were South African, can I just say you'd be rubbish because there's no way you keep that for 90 minutes.
No.
Okay, good Lloyd. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll be in the pub tonight shouting, Bufana, Bufana, the boys, the boys. See you later.
BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Green Day.
Words get trapped in my mind.
Green Day.
Sorry.